This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company, described by Stacey Perlman and Matthew Lane, read by Miles Neff. Now the Simpsons sit on their couch, all with Moe's head on their shoulders. Credits appear on their TV, written by Don Payne, executive producer LG. Now Lisa and Bart play on their swings.
I scream, you scream, we all scream first.
They run inside.
Haircuts!
Marge slams the door and nails a board over it.
Oh, Mom, Bart and I have been talking.
You have? That's so nice.
What Lisa's trying to say is there's a new kids' barbershop in the mall, and we'd like to start going there.
A kids' barbershop? But they don't have my templates.
Yeah, the templates had a great run, but we'd like our hair to look like, people hair.
Oh, I see. Well, good luck getting to your precious mall, barber, because I'm not driving you.
Kids, want to go to the mall? They're baking fresh Cinnabons, which means they're throwing out the old ones.
Yay!
Homer opens the kitchen window and the kids climb out. He kisses Marge and follows.
I guess I'll just cut my own hair.
She holds her template. At the mall, Homer and the kids enter Da Buzz Club. Signs read, you can't put a price on cool. Cool haircuts, $30. Inside, Bart sits on a motorcycle chair and plays a video game.
Which side do you want your pot on?
Left, right, stab, stab, stab!
You're the boss.
Bart's hair falls in clumps.
What the hell?
Lisa points at him from a unicorn chair.
Oh! Oh, Bart, you look worse than Aunt Patty in the morning. And there ain't nothing looks worse than Aunt Patty in the morning.
Grabbing a trimmer, Bart shaves off a section of Lisa's hair. She takes another trimmer and goes after him. They duel with the trimmers.
Next.
Ralphie hops onto the unicorn.
Can you make me look like this?
A picture shows Charlie Brown. Wrestling, Bart and Lisa see their reflections.
Whoa, my bad boy's bikes!
My good girl points!
Now Skinner addresses kids with cameras.
Children, the mall will provide you a wide range of subjects while I return some socks that appeared to be black but were in reality a very dark blue. The best photographs or photos will be prominently displayed in the school lobby all year long.
Gulping, the bald Lisa and Bart back into some chimes. The photographer club spots them.
After them!
Bart and Lisa run around a corner and find Homer.
Oh, I love you dumpster buns.
He eats a cinnamon bun from the trash.
Dad?
Huh? Oh, big surprise. The fat guy's eating garbage.
The kids grab Homer's arm.
Come on, we'll hide in the theater.
They escape into an exit door that locks out the photography club.
Well, I guess you didn't find anything interesting to photograph.
Check it out. The principal's got a shirt wiener.
Skinner's shirt sticks out of the fly of his pants. The kids take pictures.
Leave your body, Seymour. Leave your body.
In the theater, Homer and the kids sit.
Left below. He is risen production.
A man's newspaper reads permissive lifestyles on the rise.
But you'd come to church with us, sweetheart?
Church? I'd rather play golf on the holiest day of the week.
Oh, finally, a character I can relate to. I bet good things happen to him.
But honey, with recent troubles in the Mideast and other ominous signs, the rapture could soon be upon us.
The rapture? Easy there, Helen. Science has shown religion is just an old wives' tale. I'm sorry, but the only thing I'm praying for is that you take it easy on our credit cards.
Now in a limo, he makes out with a brunette. The driver shakes his head.
Oh, Mr. Thompson. What if your wife finds out?
It's modern times. Everyone's doing it. Where did my Christian limo driver go?
Empty clothes sit at the wheel. The limo crashes and Thompson gets out.
My pious husband is missing.
The baby I chose to have baptized is gone.
Dark clouds filled the sky.
Mr. Thompson, what's happening?
It's the rapture, Shauna. The rapture. The virtuous have gone to heaven, and the rest of us have been left below.
Left below? Where have I heard that before?
It's the title of the movie.
It's everywhere.
On screen.
We're fools. And because we rejected God, tacitly accepting Satan, we must suffer through the apocalypse.
A Buddhist monk stands in floodwaters.
I thought all religions were a path to God. I was wrong.
Now a woman clings to a floating TV.
Why did I put my faith in science and technology?
A man drifts through a flooded city.
Oh, why did I choose to be gay?
Oh, this movie will haunt me for the rest of my life. just like Cannonball Run 2.
At the Simpsons.
Marge, what if the rapture is coming and I haven't led a good enough life? I could be left below.
Sweetie, don't worry. God wouldn't spring the rapture on us unannounced. He'd send us signs like, I don't know, all the dogs getting on a spaceship and leaving.
Yeah, I'll bet the cats would be psyched about that. Thanks, Marge. You've put my mind at ease. Now, how about a little rapture for Mama?
I could be the Rachel to your Jacob.
Okay, but it's tough for me not to think about their hardship.
Now in his car, Homer stops at a light.
Marge is right. The rapture isn't coming. There haven't been any ominous signs.
A devil appears at his window.
Follow me.
Homer speeds past a sign that reads Devil Food Cakes.
It's just not working out, Barry.
Yeah, I guess I better study for the police exam again.
Good luck.
You too.
Barry walks away in the devil costume. Now red drops hit Homer's windshield.
Blood is raining from the sky!
Above, a helicopter carries a harpooned whale.
Hang on there, big fella. We'll save ya.
The sea captain rides in a second copter.
This ain't personal. I just love to scrimshaw.
He fires a harpoon. More blood splashes Homer's car.
Judgment Day is at hand.
Now at Gospel for Less Christian Bookstore, Homer approaches the counter.
Can I help you? We're having a sale on Bible magnifying glasses.
Begat. Do you have any books on the rapture?
Yes, this one is 15%.
It's entitled 1989, The Year of Armageddon.
I'll take everything you got.
And would you like to take advantage of our Friends of Flanders discount?
No, thank you.
Now at the Simpsons, Marge sews a wig.
Here's a pretty little wig for Lisa.
She puts it on Lisa's nearly bald head.
And a handsome toupee for Bart.
They both look back to normal.
So, you still think I'm crazy for saving all your hair trimmings?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then. Let's get the rest of this hair back in the freezer.
In the kitchen, books cover the table. Homer reads one.
Homer, you didn't touch your second dinner tonight. And you're reading books. Word books. What's going on?
Marge, the rapture is nigh. These books will help me figure out how nigh. This whole deal is scientifically proven. The Book of Revelations has 404 verses. Add the number of people at the Last Supper, minus the number of Filipinos in the Bible.
He writes zero.
And you get...
3,100...
3:15 p.m. May 18th. That's when the rapture will begin.
May 18th? That's 1 week from today.
A week?
He works on a dry erase board.
7 days from now!
Homer walks through town wearing a sign, "The end is near."
Wait! Spend your children's college fund! Thaw that turkey now!
This is Kent Brockman reporting live from downtown Springfield, where overweight doomsayer Homer Simpson is predicting the world will end next Wednesday. Homer, what turned you from sad drunk to mad monk?
Funny story, Kent. It's the end of the world! God loves you! He's gonna kill you!
Homer rings a bell.
Here's my angle. There's no way in God's heaven I should get into God's heaven. But maybe he'll let me in if I warn others the apocalypse is coming, as I previously shouted.
I see. Well, we have 30 seconds left. Any other cuckoo yip-yap?
Homer checks the Bible.
Oh, here's one. Revelation 6:13. Just before the rapture, the stars will fall to the earth. So all you hippies out there might want to...
He mimes smoking.
For that one.
There you have it, folks. And if I can make a prediction of my own, this weekend Springfield Lettuce Festival is going to be bigger and better than ever. We've got romaine, iceberg, radicchio, and everyone's favorite, Baby Bib. Even a few cabbages are getting in on the fun.
Nighttime at the Simpsons.
Honey, I'm glad you're getting exercise. I just wish it wasn't crazy exercise.
Marge, in a world gone mad, only a lunatic is truly insane.
Dad, we love you, but we just don't think the world is coming to an end. Yet. 100 years, global warming, we're goners. But for now, do you think you could lighten up on this left below stuff?
Homer knits his brow.
Well, I guess this thing does look pretty silly. Let's all take off our sandwich boards and watch TV.
Live from Springfield Stadium, it's Krusty the Clown Celebrity Salute 2 Specials. The crowd is a ball synagogue as the celebrity blimp approaches. And look! Here is America's favorite waste of taxpayer dollars, the Blue Angel!
On TV, the jets fly through the celebrity blimp.
The Blue Angels? I thought we were getting Charlie's Angels.
The blimp nosedives from the sky.
Oh, God, we're going down! I don't want to die next to Kathy Griffin!
Celebrities fall out of the blimp back on the Simpson couch.
The stars are falling to the Earth!
Marge eyes Homer.
Just as you predicted.
Well, that's our show for tonight. I'd like to thank all the very talented people who broke my fall. To all the fans of Los Lobos, mucho, mucho condolences. Good night, everybody.
Later, people amass at Homer's.
Homer, you were right.
That must mean you were right about the rapture, too.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could help save my soul. I've done stuff I ain't proud of, and the stuff I am proud of is disgusting.
Well, what are we supposed to do on Wednesday? Lie naked on our roof?
Because that girl school says I can't do that no more.
When the time comes, we won't be in our homes, because we're all gonna go here.
A model of a plateau.
That's Springfield Mesa. It's 15 miles north, past the Warren Harding Memorial through-hole.
Exactly. It came to me in a vision. Or maybe it was a drunken haze. Or possibly an ice cream headache.
Well, 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 looks like someone's having a pre-rapture party.
No, Flanders, it's a meeting of gay witches for abortion. You wouldn't be interested.
Later, a banner on a bus reads, Heaven or Bust.
All right, everybody, pair up with a rapture buddy who will watch your back through all eternity.
Chief Wiggum, wanna be my buddy?
What's wrong with Carl? Trouble in paradise?
Dad, please don't go through with this. All through history, self-anointed seers have predicted the end of the world, and they've always been wrong.
But, sweetheart, I have something they didn't have. A good feeling about this.
It's all right, Lisa. Don't go. More heaven for me.
Lisa's going. We're all going.
Come on, Lisa. No one in this family is being left below.
Wait for me! I'm a-coming!
Don't worry, Dad. There's a bus coming for you. Drive, drive.
Later.
99 minutes to go. Unless it turns out that you're not devout, then you're gonna be left down below.
The bus crosses the desert, followed by Grandpa.
Wait for me! Wait for me!
Atop the mesa, Homer's followers hold balloons.
Okay, guys, get ready. We're just seconds away.
Oh, there's gonna be time.
You saved us, Homer.
I can't wait.
I'm going to steal God's secrets and sell them to Satan.
6, 5, 4.
I'm so proud of you, homie.
2, 1.
Goodbye, stupid Earth.
Clouds darken the sky.
That appears to be some delay. Huh? My watch must be running fast. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
The time on his digital watch fades from 3:15 to 4:07.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Later, his followers sit in the rain, their balloons shrunken.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Ha ha! Life goes on.
Nelson and everyone but the Simpsons leave.
Please don't go. Please. Please. I command you.
Homie, I better start dinner.
Oh, Lisa, you still believe in me, don't you?
Dad, if you'll recall, I never believed in you. Not for one second.
Oh, that's my girl.
He gives her a big hug.
How's your salad?
Hey, you?
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 Not. Not.
Not.
So we got it, and you got
Try Wendy's new Mediterranean chicken salad, a bold blend of herb-seasoned chicken, crumbled feta, and grape tomatoes made fresh throughout the day. For a salad that's anything but come to Wendy's. It's better here.
Boost your shave to a new level of performance with new Mach 3 Comfort Gel, designed to partner with all Mach 3 razors to make Gillette's best shave even better. New Mach 3 Comfort Gel, the best a man can get.
Are you ready for this?
Kickstart your summer with the first comedy event of the year.
You gotta pummel them at all costs. And that's what the medic's for.
Kicking and Screaming is absolutely hilarious. Two thumbs up.
Sweet!
Kicking and Screaming. Rated PG. In theaters Friday.
Can you see them on Navy swimsuits? Mix and match, they're looking real cute. I got me wine, having some fun. Out on the sand, giving a righteous tan. Go get yourself some new swimwear. Hit the beach and let down your hair.
Swimwear
wear for the family starting at $10.
Old Navy's to wear.
Only at Old Navy.
Old Navy's to wear.
Family Guy is the show that keeps on giving.
I probably have a lot to offer young people.
What's he going to teach them? How to lick the crumbs from between the sofa cushions or how to leave a dead bird on the carpet?
That was a gift for the family.
All new Family Guy, part of Animation Domination.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Yeah, it's next on Fox. Viewer discretion advised.
Homer mopes past the android's dungeon.
Hey, Nostra dumbass. Did the rapture come? I can't recall. Oh, in fact, I can recall, and it didn't, and you suck.
Hey, fat wad, here's another thing you didn't predict.
The bullies punch him.
Oh, let's go to Moe's. We'll walk and punch.
Further along, Homer stops at a sign for Tokyo Rose Sushi Bar.
Huh?
Under paper lanterns, Moe wears a white headband behind a glass-paneled counter.
Moe, what happened to your eponymous tavern?
Yeah, funny thing that. You said the end was coming, so I sold the bar to some Japanese businessmen and gave the money to charity. Now them orphans got new skip ropes, and I end every day smelling like eel. Cats are all over me. Thank you, though. You did me a solid.
Hey, there's that jerk who tried to save us.
Nice rapture, Einstein.
As the patrons throw sushi at him, most of it bounces off, but occasionally Homer catches some in his mouth. When the patrons stop throwing sushi, he claps his arms together. The patrons throw more sushi.
Hey, you with the tempura, your arm broken?
Nighttime. In the Simpsons garage, our view peers up from inside a garbage can as Homer chucks his apocalypse books. He crumples a star chart, then counts the disciples in a print of Da Vinci's Last Supper.
10, 11, 12, 13. 12 apostles. But Jesus was at the Last Supper too. This changes everything.
Homer erases his dry erase board and recalculates.
Multiply by 7. Don't forget to carry the 666. Wake up! The rapture is coming in half an hour! There's no time to waste! March! Grill a chicken! No, make sandwiches! And some kettle chips would be nice! Original, not barbecue!
Maggie drowsily arrives in a nightcap with a lit candle.
Aw, we got school tomorrow.
Yeah, school.
Bart's got a fishing pole.
Forget school. We have to get to the Mesa.
We're not going anywhere except to bed.
But my prediction says...
You couldn't predict 6 o'clock at 5:30. Now, good night.
Marge, Lisa, and Bart leave the hall and shut their doors. Homer faces Maggie, who pulls out her pacifier, blows out her candle, and shuts her door. Later, Homer drives alone to Springfield Mesa.
Stupid family. Won't even come to my rapture. I went to Lisa's school play, which had serious pacing problems.
Later, atop the Mesa, he checks his watch.
3, 2, 1.
Homer stares at the starry sky.
Oh, I'm wrong again! I'm nothing but a big fat...
Homer floats in space.
Oh, I was right!
He's naked.
And there's the Earth. So beautiful with your many rings.
He rises past Saturn. Now among clouds, vines grow around columns. Homer rings a desk bell near a chandelier and fountain.
Homer Simpson, welcome to heaven! Now let's get you some clothes, huh?
I'm comfortable like this.
Yeah, well, this is heaven for everyone.
Now he wears a robe.
Nature walk, a pedicure hut, our state-of-the-art showroom, tonight featuring Los Lobos. And over there is our water slide that's coming next year. It's going to be super fantastic.
How come it's not open yet?
Look, just don't use leprechaun labor, okay? Don't do it. And the best part of heaven is anything you wish for, you get. Lickety-split.
The archangel's head explodes.
Okay, just for that, your room's next to the kiddie pool, all right, Mr. Smarty Head Exploder?
In a hotel suite.
So if you need further assistance, just call the front desk and ask for Andre, okay?
As Homer smokes a cigar, the angel lingers.
Oh, sorry, I tip you, but I don't have any cash.
You know you could wish for some.
I could.
The angel starts to go.
Wait, before you go, there's one thing I gotta know. What happened to my family?
A plasma screen TV appears. The angel hits a remote.
Heaven has a wide array of fine dining just steps from your room. Have a light bite at the Pope of Sandwich Village.
Okay, let's see. Earth is channel 23, I think.
Under a blood-red sky, Marge and the kids float in lava. The house burns. Locusts chase Bart. A fang teddy bear haunts Maggie, and Marge's hair is snakes.
Why didn't we listen to Dad?
The worst part is I'll never see my homie again.
That's the worst part? Then I'm not doing my job.
The devil aims a pitchfork at Marge.
I've got to save them.
Homer rides an escalator past a God sign. Later, a desk plaque reads, "I believe in me." A bearded white-robed figure whose face remains outside of the frame turns to Homer.
Homer, what's wrong?
Lord, you got a first-class destination resort here. Really top-notch. But I can't enjoy myself knowing my family is suffering.
Oh, don't tell me about family suffering. My son went down to Earth once. I don't know what you people did to him, but he hasn't been the same since.
Nearby, Jesus spins aimlessly on a playground swing.
Oh, he'll be fine. And you could still spare my family by...
Pass.
Buddy, you just made yourself a powerful enemy.
Now Homer runs down a golden path and overturns trash cans. He throws away a woman's frisbee and breaks an angel's harp. Next, he comes upon Dean Martin posing for Da Vinci.
Hey, what's the big idea, Pally? Why so crabby?
Screw you, Dino. You squandered your gift.
Homer angrily shatters Dean's martini glass.
Uh-oh.
Two angels chase him on ATVs. Dean smokes a cigarette.
Squandered my gift? I made 68 albums.
Now an angel sweeps up trash, another boards up a window. Facing Homer, God stamps his foot, his arms folded.
I'm sorry, but heaven isn't heaven without my family in it.
What do you want, Homer?
Just send me back to Earth and put off this whole rapture hoop-de-doo for another couple of years or so.
But it's already started. To do what you're asking, I'd have to. Turn back time.
Superman did it!
Fine, Mr. Smarty Pants. I will undo the apocalypse.
Thanks. Listen, could you do me one more favor?
You want me to help you with your alcoholism?
No, I'm in a good place with that.
Why don't you just take these pamphlets?
Yeah, I'll definitely read those later. Now listen, if you could just see your way clear to...
Homer stands on tiptoe and whispers to God.
Very well. Deus ex machina!
Homer wakes up atop Springfield Mesa.
It was all just a dream. What are these wings? Oh, it's just a seagull stuck in my back.
Dad, we've been so worried about you.
The Warren Harding through hole never seemed so long.
Yeah, I missed you guys too. Well, if you'll excuse me.
In town, Homer folds his hands and stares wide-eyed at Moe's.
Thank you, Lord. It's back the way it was.
Inside, Homer sits at the bar.
This is heaven.
Seated amid the barflies, the scene resembles Da Vinci's Last Supper. Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.